The Gemara said that after Rish Lakish said, "Poish Yisrael ain't on Gehenim Shalatis Bem." What do you mean? I mean, we know there's something called Gehenim. So what does Gehenim mean? So the Gemara says, what it means is, Ahud Mechai Vahishayit BeGehenim. What it means is that if a person deserves to go to Gehenim, Asi Avram Avinu is going to come, Umasiklo, and Avram Avinu is going to take him out, Umekabalu, and he's going to be Mekabalim. Barmi Yisrael Shaba Bas Oveke Chavim the Mashkar Lasai. But there's one exception, there's one person that there's no guarantee Avram Avinu is taking out of Gehenim. And that is if somebody was Boyal, a Bas Oveke Chavim, there's an idea that somehow his Arla can come back, and when Avram Avinu is going to be looking for Yidin in Gehenim, he's not going to recognize this person as a Yid. So this promise, this Avtocha, that Avram Avinu takes people out of Gehenim, not everyone is going to be Zoichet. Someone that's Ba, Abbas, Oivet, Kechavim, so somebody like that doesn't do tshuva. So a person like that, he doesn't have that Avtocha that he's going to be taken out. The Balaturim, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, my good friend Levi Chomsky showed this to me. So right in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the last pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha, v'chol anshe beisoy, yelid bayis, umiknas kesef, me'es ben nechar, nimoylu itoy. Last pasuk. Nimoylu itoy. That's the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Vayera, Vayera, elu v'ashem me'lo ini mamre, v'u yoyshev pesach ha'oyel, k'choyim hayoy. The last pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha is nimoylu itoy. Parshas Vayera begins, Vayera, elu v'ashem me'lo ini mamre, v'u yoyshev Pesach Oyel K'choy Mayor, says the Balaturim. What's the connection between the last pasuk in Lech, the first pasuk in Vayera? Nimoy Luita is Bris Milo. Vayera Elov Hashem Tohu. Tavram Avinu Vu Yoshev Pesach Oyel K'choy Mayor. K'choy Mayor is referring to Gehenim. That Avram Avinu is going to stand on Pischa Shal Gehenim. He's Yoshev Pesach Oyel K'choy Mayor, and he's going to save any person that's Nimoy Luita. Any person that's Nimoy Luita, that person is going to save. So just two ha'aris. Two R's as it relates to all this rate. One a little more lumdish, and the other one a little bit more premium satira. We know that at a bris milah, one of the kibudim is kisa shel Eliyahu. Why is there a kibud kisa shel Eliyahu? Because Eliyahu Hanavi is the malach habris. The malach habris means he comes to every bris milah. And because Eliyahu Hanavi is the malach habris, so it's appropriate, you have to be mechabed Eliyahu Hanavi. The Torah brings it, that you're supposed to have a kisa shel Eliyahu, it's because Eliyahu Hanavi comes to every bris milah. Avram Avid, Eliyahu Hanavi is the malach habris. What's the makar to this Torah? It comes from a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. It's in the end of Perikov test. The context over there is Achav had made a gzera, a very terrible decree, that it was illegal for a Jew to circumcise his children. Bris milah was aser. Eliyahu Hanavi stood up, and he was moicha. He protested against Achav. Achav was very upset about what Eliyahu Hanavi did. And Achav wanted to kill Eliyahu. Eliyahu ran away from Achav. Eliyahu was hiding. This is where we pick up in the Pirkei of the Rebbe Eliezer. Eliyahu is hiding. Nigla olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Eliyahu. Amalei malach hapa Eliyahu. He said, Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Why are you hiding? Amalei, so he told him, Kanoi Kenesi. It's because I stood up for your honor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I stood up against Achav who made a gzera. No bris milah. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Eliyahu, lo'oy lamata mekana. You know, this is not the first time you stood up for me. You've been doing this. Kenesa bashit and al Gilui Arayis. You did this in the Midbar. For Gilui Arayis. Shenemar, Pinchas ben Alaza ben Aharon Akoyim Heshev es Chamasi v'kano yes kinasi. And we know who's Pinchas. It's Eliyahu Hanavi. V'kano yes kinasi. V'kano ata v'kano. And now you're doing it some tzveitim al chayecho. He said, I make a shvua. She'en Yisrael oisim brismila ach ataroi b'enecho. Your schus is that there's never going to be a brismila that you're not going to whisk. Mikan, from here, hiskinu chachomim shiu oisim moishav kovid malach habris. This is the makar that we make a moishav kovid for the malach habris. It's a mefurish of Birkut Rebbe Eliezer. This is the minig that we have. So bothered me a edel ha'ara, just a small diak. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu, you're going to get a gift. You know what your gift is? Tremendous, tremendous matana. You're the malach habris. There's never going to be a bris milah ad she'ataroi b'enecha, unless you're going to be able to win it. Why? He said, because of your kanois against Achav. Achav was said no bris milah, and Eliyahu Novi stood up against Achav, and it. What was the kanois? Yeah, bris milah. So it was mida keneged mida, right? Mida keneged mida. Eliyahu Hanavi stood up. He defended bris milah. And what was his schar? His schar was that he became the malach habris. But what's the lashon of the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu, lo'oy lamata mekana. This is not the first time you were kanoi. Lo ilam ata mekano. Kinesa b'ashita magila arayis. You had kanois with the maisa with Zimri and Cosby. You had kanois by Pinchas ben Elazar b'Aharon HaKohen. V'kana ata mekano. Now you're doing it again. Chayecha, that's the shvua. It sounds like from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that this schar, that Eliyahu Hanavi is the Malach HaBris, isn't just a reward for the kanois against Achav. It sounds like it was a reward for the kanois in the Midbar as well. It's for Pinchas ben Elazar b'Aharon HaKohen. Heishav eschamas v'kana eskenasi. Because Bishloim, the kanois of Achav, you understand the Mida Keneged Mida. It's a Mida Keneged Mida. He was Mekana Kines Hashem for Bismillah. His reward was that he became the Malach HaBris. But what does the kanois Bashitim in the Midbar have any shaykhis with the fact that he became the Malach HaBris? But I think the Teretz is half of a fellow. The Teretz is the Gemara we learned today. The Gemara says Avram Avinu comes to when a person to Pesach al Gehenim who Yosef Pesach ha'oil kachoyim ayoyim and va'asi Avram Avinu masik lahu u'mekabel he takes any poshi Yisrael that's in Gehenim bar mi Yisrael shabah bas oivik kechavim with the exception of someone that's ba bas oivik kechavim. Why the mashchar lasai. You see from here that when someone's boil a bas oivet kechavim, there's two dinim. There's two things that are happening. Number one, it's bias asurois. Can move on. But in addition to that, there's also a brismila nekuda over here. It's mashchar lasoi. It's becoming ois brismila. So if that's the case, what was the kanois of Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen? It was boil aramis. A boil aramis kanoim poigim boy. That's tachta makar. That's what Pinchas did. Pinchas was boil Cosby. So it comes out that when Pinchas was mekana kines Hashem bashitin, it wasn't just the kanois on Gilei Arayis. It was a kanois on brismila as well. Lo oilam ata mekana. Elio Debeshah told us the second time you did this. Kinesa Bashitun al Gilei Arayis. What's the oimik? Not the aveir of Gilei Arayis, but the Gilei Arayis of Boil Aramis, Boil Kutis, the Moshchar Losoi. And now you're doing it again. Chayecho. There's never going to be a bris mila. Acha atoroy beinecho. And that's why there's Kisa Shal Aliyo. In other words, I think the kanois of Pinchas, of Bekanius Kenosi, it was the same kanois of Eliyahu Hanavi. This is Eliyahu, the Malach HaBris. Could be it wasn't even kanois on Gilei Arayis. It could be if this was a Gilei Arayis, not of Boil Aramis, maybe there is no Pinchas Bekanius Kenosi. This could be the whole kanois was a kanois on Bismilo. This is Eliyahu, Lishitosoi, it's Eliyahu and Pinchas, who's the Malach HaBris, but regardless, that's the connection between the kanois and the Midbar. Kenesa Bashitim al Arayis, Vekanata Mekana. What are the two? Teretz is, because that also is an idea of the Mashchar Lasa.